and you look at the point sources of where all these things are coming from, you know, people burning coal for electricity or burning gas to power their cars and vehicles, the manufacture of Portland cement is the single largest point source of any other industry on Earth. 8% of all global warming comes from that. If you take fly ash, which is this waste product from the coal industry, if we take that and put it in the concrete, it solves two problems. One, it eliminates a waste material, which is great. But two, it's less Portland cement than we need to use, and it makes the concrete more workable. And so what you're seeing with the Superior Wall is one that has both. It's, you know, half of the Oreo cookie is insulation with these metal ribs in it. You know, the inside cream filling, I guess you could call it concrete. So you're getting a strong high thermal mass wall with a lot of insulation. And then about a 30% of your home's energy is escaping out of those windows on average. And not just through the glass, which is a terrible insulator, but in older homes, the cracks around windows and doors make a home very drafty. In a typical older home, and I would say that's a home built before 1980, if you added up the surface area of all the cracks around all the windows and doors, you'd have an area about the size of a small window.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, Our Sustainable Home, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our latest series, Our Sustainable Home, we talk about options, solutions, and resources in the construction industry to make a home sustainable. Mindful Businesses, since 2019, has featured several sustainable innovators, businesses, and thought leaders. But we realized that the process of building or making a home sustainable is at best confusing and ever-evolving. In continuing our conversations on this topic, we have today on our show an expert in this field, Eric Corey-Fried. Eric Corey-Fried is a lead fellow, principal, director of sustainability at Canon Design, Living Centered Design. He joins us from Portland, Oregon. Welcome, Eric, again on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me back.
As we continue our conversations, this is the third time that you have come on our show, and we rely on your knowledge, your expertise, to guide our listeners to make their home sustainable. In our earlier episodes, we talked about the basics, the direction a home should face to match the owner's lifestyles, the types of wall construction, insulation options, and so forth. In this episode, I'd like to talk to you, ask you to touch upon some of the other components in home construction, in particular, the use of cement. The cement industry contributes to about 6 to 8% of the greenhouse gases that are emitted every year. Could you explain to our listeners what is the process of making cement, which then is used to make concrete, releases the greenhouse gases and emissions such as mercury and other gases?
Yeah, you kind of nailed it. It's hard to imagine building a building without concrete. It usually shows up somewhere, typically in the foundation, but also we will build the whole structure out of it. At the surface, concrete seems like a great material. It's an ancient building material. The ancient Romans built the Pantheon out of it in 79 AD using their own special mix of concrete and cement. And that building's been around for a long time. Also, it's obviously durable, somewhat fireproof, you know, pretty great in an earthquake, can be its own finish. It's also technically all natural. The first blush, concrete looks like a wonder material. In many ways it is. But its chief ingredient, Portland cement, it's mined out of the earth, it's heated to 5,000 degrees. It just requires an immense amount of energy in order to manufacture it. And, you know, as you noted, it's responsible for about 8% of all carbon emissions. So in other words, if you think about climate change and you look at the point sources of where all these things are coming from, you know, people burning coal for electricity or burning gas to power their cars and vehicles, the manufacture of Portland cement is the single largest point source of any other industry on Earth. 8% of all global warming comes from that. So as architects, we want to see if we can find something else. So there are things that we can do in the concrete to lessen that embodied carbon, those related emissions, or we could avoid concrete altogether and try something else like mass timber.
But who will build the cat, right? We are building a home. I am pretty committed to sustainability. I know there are options, which we'll come to, but even I don't have the guts to say that, hey, I'm going to build my foundation of X or Y or Z product. So who is going to start doing this?
We've already started. I first started experimenting with using alternative mixtures back in the 90s for stuff. This has been around for a long time. And if you think about it, the majority of what makes concrete concrete is it's a giant mix of sand, stone, water, and Portland cement. Portland cement is what we call the catalyst, right? It's the glue that holds it all together. So there's a lot of other stuff in concrete that makes concrete what it is. But if Portland cement is the issue because of its embodied carbon associated with it, the question becomes, could we substitute something else? So you could still build out of concrete, but maybe lessen some of that Portland cement. And so in the early days, we used a waste product called fly ash as an alternative to cement. And it was basically a one-to-one ratio, right? For every cup of fly ash we put in, it's a cup of Portland cement we don't have to. But it's also a one-to-one ratio in that every pound of Portland cement we use is a pound of CO2 that we produce. So it becomes a very easy, you know, math problem. If you take the fly ash, which is this waste product from the coal industry that normally we dump into the ocean or into the air, if we take that and put it in the concrete, it solves two problems. One, it eliminates a waste material, which is great. But two, it's less Portland cement than we need to use, and it makes the concrete more workable. So we found that it's a giant chemistry set. And so over the last few decades, a lot of people have been experimenting with what other things could we put to replace the Portland cement with some other alternative cementitious type material. And now there is a wealth of cool things that you can put in there that all low in that carbon profile.
Yes. So for instance, we have had on our show, I think, a very cool innovator. He uses silica flume and sand. And, you know, the gentleman's name is David Stone, and the name of his innovation is Ferroc. What percent of green cement is being used presently?
Well, it's hard to say because it changes every minute, but let's put it this way. Every concrete manufacturer in the world is already giving you some sort of alternative cementitious material to replace the Portland cement, in part because it's cheaper. The way to think about it is it's like in the movie Scarface. If you're a drug dealer selling cocaine, you mix in baby powder in your cocaine a little bit to help stretch it out. That's kind of what they're doing a little bit with replacing Portland cement, which is expensive, with something like fly ash or silica fume or you know, slag or something like that. So everybody's getting around 15% anyway. Typically, you could up that to 35%. So that's 35% less carbon emissions and replacing with something else with really no cost differential. Once you go past 35%, it starts to change some of the structural qualities of the concrete. So you'd want to check with your architect or structural engineer to make sure it works. It also changes the appearance slightly. These are not huge obstacles, but still something to consider. And then, of course, that's just one strategy of playing with the mix. There are other strategies that we can play with to lessen that environmental impact of concrete, everywhere from changing how we use the concrete, lessening the amount of mass that we use, building voids into the concrete, right? Just lightening the building. And then, of course, trying to eliminate concrete entirely with some other material. And all of those options are on the table. And sometimes we'll do a mix of a little bit of all of them.
In our home in particular, we were looking at how to reduce concrete. And of course, in Western New York, one of the main things that we use concrete is for the foundation. So let's focus on foundation and basements. There are different kinds of basements. So you're an architect. Talk about in a home, what role does basement play aesthetically and also structurally? Like how important is a basement?
You know, a basement is a tough thing because on the one hand, you know, I grew up in the East Coast. I have very